bonus episode.
Grab your bat microphone, it's time to start the show. Like a quart of owls, the mystery is starting to grow. Let there be no debate, it's about to begin. Keen like Bruce Wayne, quick like Tim Drake, fierce like Damien. Grab your headphones, listen up, you know you love it. Drop the facade. Like the Dark Knight Detective, they've got some perspective. They're a pure crime-fighting collective. It's the Bat Pod.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Joey Galvez here, and this is another bonus episode of the Bat Pod. And this week, Bill is actually, he's out, right? As we are recording this episode, he is in Chicago at C2E2, and he's the lucky one. He gets to hang out with and rub elbows with the creators while I'm sitting at home with our special guest DJ from the Bright Side Chat podcast, and we get to talk about Batman number 66, Nightmares Part 4. How's it going, DJ?
Excellent, excellent. Glad to be back.
Yeah, man. Last episode went really, really well, and it was pretty fun, man. And I had to have you back on to talk about this book because I listened to your episode that you dropped. It was like a couple days after our episode dropped, and you guys talked about this book. And I was like, well, I got to talk to these guys about it because they probably have a whole different kind of opinion than I do about this book.
So refresh my memory on my opinion. What in my opinion brought you well, to get me on? I'm like, now I'm getting nervous.
Well, from what I remember, you liked it a whole lot. You said that you liked it, you enjoyed it. And from what I remember, you enjoyed this, all these nightmare books here.
Yeah.
I love it. There's nothing bad about these books. It's just that I'm ready to move on from the nightmare issues.
So why
get into that a little more?
Why are you ready to move? Oh, okay. You want to get into it afterwards?
Well, we'll get into that a little bit more here in a little bit.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and read off this the roster of all the creators here really quick. So Batman number 66, Nightmares Part 4. You got Tom King as the writer, Jorge Fornes as the artist, letterer Clayton Cowles, cover Mikhail Janine, variant cover Evan Doc Shaner, associate editor Brittany Holzer, and editor Jamie S. Rich. And Batman was created by Bob Kane with Bill Finger. And in this issue, the question is interviewing Catwoman about how she left Batman at the altar in issue number 50. Selina Kyle takes us down memory lane. She explains in her own perspective how they met, along with some ups and downs in their relationship. Most of all, we see Batman being defeated time and time again. He always manages to get back up and face his own fears. When this issue ends, we are left with one last question. If this was your reason to make him strong, why is he so weak? So what did you think about this one, DJ?
I mean, I like the whole Nightmare series, the entire idea of, I think each of them ends something like what you just said, that question, when we got to that question at the end of the series, at the end of the book,
yeah,
they all leave me with that same feeling that you feel when you have a nightmare and you wake up and or a dream and you're like, what did that mean? Where did that come from? Why? You know what I mean? So it's like,
right.
I mean, books aside, Batman aside, stuff like that, I think all of these really encapsulate that whole feeling that you have. You wake up and you try to figure out your own dream. You had it and you can't figure out the dream. So now we're getting each of these series here. And, you know, 66 is another version of it where it was I really liked the story. I liked the way it went. I liked the artwork. I liked the way the interviewer had no face, which I thought was really you ever have a dream like that? Like, it's like, it was nobody, but it was somebody, or it was you, but it wasn't you. It was like,
yeah, that character, that his name is The Question, and that's awesome because it's so amazing because some people get it right, some people don't. I've seen some, some iteations of The Question, and I was just like, well, that's a little rough. But in here, it's amazing because he literally has no face, right?
Right.
And, but yet you see so much emotion in this. There's one area in this book where he's getting frustrated with Catwoman, and he puts his head inside of his hands, and you can just see the frustration on his face, but he has no face. You can't see.
But he has no face. Right.
So I thought that was so amazing to see that, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, did you notice in this one though? Did you see that kind of that homage to Frank Miller's Batman Year One?
Yes. Earlier on.
That was kind of cool. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I was in different versions of in each of these Nightmare series, I saw different things from different years. If this is the Nightmare series and Batman's having a nightmare, these things are going to pop up, and they're all part of his memory, almost like the questioner could be Batman himself asking these questions, you know, because you can you in your nightmares, in your dreams, you can be the other people. You can play these other roles. You know what I mean? So what if it's him that's actually asking these questions of Catwoman, of Selina.
Yeah, I mean, so, these are the questions that he has inside. He really wants to know what's going on. Why all these things? Why did you do it? What I understand where he's coming from and why he has these questions, you know?
Right.
And she sticks to her guns, you know? And just like a nightmare, you know, or a dream where you've only heard their perspective, and in your dream, you want them to give you the answers. You want them to change what they've said. You want them to kind of alter, you know, I don't want to say reality, but that's basically what you want them to alter, right?
Right.
But you only have what they've told you. So you kind of make this your own.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And like, so in your dreams, just like you just said, the person you dream about, in this case, he's dreaming about Selina. Her opinions that she had in 50 aren't going to change because she's not there. It's only his memory of her and what happened to him in 50. So nothing is going to get solved. Nothing is going to change. She's not going to be able to answer the question differently. But the other part is in 50, I'm looking into this and thinking of what he did in 50. Because they kept saying, you wrote a letter, he wrote a letter. And in that part of 50, it's like, you know, that was a huge part of that book. That letter. So I thought that was interesting that it was a big part of this book as well.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. It was pretty cool to see that. Yeah, there's that one page where we see Wonder Woman and Batman and Superman, and she's kind of saying he's not like us. He's not even like them. They have powers. He doesn't. They're gods. And basically he's not. He's just got this vow to, this spirit of his, to avenge his parents' death and warring on all criminals. And you see him just kind of going, you know, into this mist.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel in that moment when I read that, I was like, whoa, this is one of those moments where I was like, yeah, he is. He's just a man with a mask, and with Wonder Woman there and Superman, what does he have to contribute to this fight? But then you turn the page and you see him, you know, fighting all his rogues gallery. You got Penguin and Joker and Riddler and a handful of others, and he's getting beat up and defeated, and he's bloody. But he doesn't stay down. And I think that's a big thing here. He doesn't stay down. But the one thing that put him out for the count and kept him down, even though that he's maybe physically getting up, is the hurt that he feels from issue number 50 when she left him at the altar.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. I thought in everything you just said was a great portrayal of those pages and those frames. And I thought when they showed, you know, the Trinity there, and he's just a man. All he is willpower. And then from there, it's like they're questioning with him and Superman and Wonder Woman, what is he? And he's willpower. And then in those next frames that you said, he starts with the Penguin and he's face down. And bloody.
Yeah.
And if you were just to look at that frame, it's, is he dead? Is he alive? Is he knocked out? But each frame is a new rogue, and each frame, it's like a flip book. He's getting up and going forward. So it goes, Penguin, then, Riddler, I think. It goes on into like Joker, Mr. Freeze. But then at the end, each frame is him advancing more, always his willpower, always going forward to the point that he actually walks forward. He punches Riddler in the face. And then the last frame is him standing over Penguin, the person that was in the first frame when he was down.
Yeah.
So it's that just those pages alone start off with him with Superman and Wonder Woman. And it's like, what am I compared to them? And then those next pages are just, I am Will. I am willpower. That's all, you know, that's all he has. And everything else is just by sheer willpower, whether it's detective, whether if it hits strength, it's all willpower. And that, and now those pages are crazy. And then after that, you go into a page, which is just, it's a close up of Questioner. And then, of course, Selena just answering some questions. So it just, it goes right back to that, which is a great, like, juxtaposition of that whole, everything you just watched of Batman in action type thing.
There's even a moment where she says, where the question says, you know, His friends have abandoned. They're all gone. They've gotten hurt. They've, you know, been down. And yet, you know, this is the one thing that kind of puts him out. He fights all these foes, but love or the absence of the love is what puts Batman out.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's actually put him out. I think because when I read 50, I felt like he was as much for being left at the altar as well. I thought it was like, it was almost like a Romeo Juliet thing. Like they both wanted it, but
like a mutual.
Okay. Yeah. And I think he understands why she did what she did, but it is still painful. And I think that's the burden that he carries his whole life. And that's what, and it, that exemplifies his willpower, how he goes on where lesser people would just be like, if you have nothing to live for, you know what I mean? It's like, we all have people around us that we love and care about. And that's what drives you in your life. And Batman actually has to push all those people away to keep his drive going.
Yeah. This was definitely a good issue. I don't know if it was an issue that, okay, now I'm going to get into what I feel about these books, you know, these nightmare issues. I think there's just too many of them. Maybe it just feels like there's too many of them because we took that break, you know, that Flash Batman crossover break,
which we had the four books.
Coming off of those ones were awesome. I really loved those issues. They were some great. Joshua Williamson did a great job writing those issues and the artwork was amazing. It was on par. And then to go back into these issues, it's just like, where are we going to, how much longer are we going to have these? There's already four of them. We took a break in the middle of them. And are we going to get three more? Are we going to get four more?
Yeah. I thought it was a 10 run, 9 or 10, I think he said.
Oh, that's way too many. That's way too many for them to not give us any clues, any answers. You know, I know that this is probably going to be like, When you read these in a trade and you read them all together, then they'll probably make sense. But when we're getting them biweekly, it's just like, it feels like, man, I spent my money on this kind of a thing. And then what are they like $4, almost $5 now? And you're just like, come on. I want some answers. I love the artwork. I love the dialogue in this. I'm not saying that, you know, they didn't put their heart and soul, their blood, sweat and tears into these books. You know, I'm not a creator. I'm just a guy standing behind a mic talking about these things, right?
Right.
But also coming from a fan standpoint, a standpoint of a guy walking into a comic shop and purchasing these things, and I'm reading these things, and if I'm collecting them issue by issue, I want something a little bit more. I want some answers, at least by the fourth, you know, piece of this arc. I want a little bit of something, at least.
Yeah. It's, well, Tom King, he tweeted out a while ago, I want to say January at some point, early January, and he had sent out the list of all of the artists for the covers for these, and it only went to 69. So we only have well, 67 out, 8 and 9. So two more now that are yet to be released. And in his tweet, he said something about like, scratching at the core of Batman or the soul of Batman or something like that. So everything you said, I agree with, but think of everything you just said and that how great that, you know, Batman Flash crossover was, was, and in comparison to this series, right? So is the Batman crossover with Flash as exciting if you don't have this wrapped around it? You know what I mean? So like you have that, this is kind of a little bit of a lull. And then all of a sudden you have the action of the Batman crossover. The art is spectacular. It's brighter. It's, I mean, it's just a different feel, right? So now you go back into the dreams. And I think like I had this conversation with John and it was like, he was mad that they were doing it right in the middle of this. He's mad that they were doing it coming out of, Heroes in Crisis. And it's like, yeah, but that's part of it. It's part of the ride. I like to say, you know, it's like you have your highs and lows on a roller coaster. If everything's a high, then you're just up tooling around the park looking down. There's no excitement, you know?
So
that's what I think these are. And then what I look forward to is what happens when this series is over? Where is this story going to go when we get to, issue 70?
Yeah.
And that to me is like, this is going to get wrapped up into something. So that to me is what's exciting. And I think each of these stories is exciting into itself.
Yeah, I agree. But just, I mean, like I said, coming off of that, the Flash Batman crossover, this almost feels like you're kind of taking a few steps back. And then you're just like you said, there's a lull here. And then you're just like, oh, well, what's coming next now? You know what I mean? It is like the low point of a roller coaster here. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, okay, when's the next loop coming or something, you know? And that's the favorite part. And those are the parts that people talk about when they go on a roller coaster, right? That's the most exciting part. Nobody talks about those lulls in the roller coaster.
No.
But these issues with this artwork, I think they have to be talked about. You know, I mean, we should speak about them a little bit. This artwork in this issue is awesome. I love the way this looks because it's got that kind of that gumshoe PI noir kind of look and feel, right?
Yeah, so that's a great way to put it.
It's perfect for this kind of story. I love the way the question kind of, you know, pulls these questions out of Selina. I love the way she answers these things. I love that he gets frustrated because she's just saying the same things that we've already heard. And it almost makes you feel like you are in the dream. You are Bruce Wayne having these dreams and you're just frustrated. Give me something different. Give me something new. I need your answer to be different. And it's not. So I understand this book is awesome because of that. But again, I feel like we should kind of move on from the nightmares at least a little bit here. And maybe it's because, you know, Batman Flash crossover kind of spoiled me a little bit. And I'm like, that was awesome. I want some more of that. And now we're back into these nightmares.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You can have, we're going to get that. You know, I haven't seen anything like this, you know, this series, this nightmare series. And so it's unique. It's new. And it's going to build towards something else. And if at the very least, it's going to set us up for a big, you know, whip around the corner. I like your gumshoe thing. Cause since you said that, you think of the book and it's like, if I could picture the question, like, so you're going to answer these questions, see, and you're, I'm just like laughing at it because it really is. But like you said, there was like, you know, there's some Frank Miller flavor. And then, but there's also like towards the end when they show her, they have the picture of 50, like the wedding, her on the rooftop. Yeah. She's in that same dress. It's drawn the same way. So each one of these is like really feels like it is a nightmare and it's part of Bruce Wayne's memory and it's part of the, you know, what makes him. And that's what I think each of these is. And when it all gets wrapped up, I think that's going to be the big payoff. And at the end, yeah. I really think you're going to be thankful that you went through the lulls, if you will.
So I have to ask you, so what do you think is actually going on? Like, if this is his subconscious, if this is his nightmare, what do you think is actually going on outside of his nightmare in reality? Do you think he's like a, do you think he's laid up in a hospital bed, or somebody's got him tied up and they're inducing him with some kind of psychotropic drugs? What do you think is going on actually?
I think it could be any of those things. How's that? But sitting on the fence. But no, what I would think if I was writing this, I would come out of this with him. This is his life flashing before his eyes, and maybe there's going to be changes, and maybe he reevaluates. Obviously just coming out of 66, maybe he reevaluates his relationship with Selena. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, this, my life flashed before my eyes and it was a nightmare. It's like, but what else would you expect from Batman? He hasn't had a lot of highs. The best part of his life, as we just saw in 66, is a nightmare. So, that's what I'm leaning towards. Like, it's his life flashing before his eyes, and we'll see in the last few where it goes. Again, if his life is flashing before his eyes, why? How is he near death? And so all of that is going to be, that's to be seen, that's what we're looking forward to. What do you think it is?
From some of the other nightmare issues, I kind of get the idea that there's somebody could have been drugging him. Maybe that's happened, because what was it? Didn't we first get these nightmare issues where we saw Bane sent out his dad that was the Flashpoint Batman?
And yes.
We saw him kind of behind him, and then I don't know, snuck up behind him and paused. We didn't see what happened. It was kind of off panel there. So we kind of get this idea, oh, maybe he got beat up by his own dad and got knocked out. Maybe he's kind of drugging him or something like that. So thinking back onto those first nightmare issues, I think something happened. Either, he's knocked out, he's tied up, he's got something stuck in his veins that's causing these nightmares, that's causing these hallucination type things going on. I honestly can't know exactly, obviously, but that's kind of where I'm kind of leaning towards where it's going. If that happens, then hey man, that's pretty cool that I thought about that. But
yeah,
I honestly don't know. Maybe he's laid up in a hospital, but maybe he's up in the cave in a hospital bed. And Alfred's working on him after he got hit in the back of the head, or I don't know.
Right.
I honestly don't know.
But yeah, so it's all of these things are so intertwined. Who knows? And who knows if I'm right, if you're right, that's the best part of any of this. It's all interpretation. And it's funny because I think of stuff like this, and when I've done artwork in the past and somebody has commented on it or read something into it, and I'm like, damn, that's better than what I thought. It's like you read something into it that's even deeper than what I was thinking. I'm like, you're right. The way the blue hits off of that, why didn't I think of that? And it's a deeper meaning. So there's nothing saying that like the artists that created any of these, whether it be the artwork itself or, it's our love for the book, the page, the frame, whatever it is, we might see something and the artist might have just been like out of necessity had to get that done. And it was, but he had a reason, but then we see even more into it. And I know that happens from personal experience. So, who's to say who's right and wrong? Because it's, you never know what people were feeling at the time they created it and then the time people are interpreting it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. So, is there anything else you wanted to say about this issue here?
I've read 67. I'm looking forward to the rest, and I can't wait to see how it all wraps up. They're amazing books. They're all different. And this one was good right after, you know, especially coming shortly after, what was it? Valentine's Day too, really bringing you back to that, you know, book 50.
Yeah. 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 This one was pretty good. I definitely loved the art. I love the way it had this old, timey noir kind of feel.
Yep.
And it's got those muted colors. Pretty cool. You got the, Batman even looking kind of old school. He's doesn't have too much going on his suit. I love loved it all together. And the dialogue was actually pretty good. It reminded me like you're watching like an old Private Eye movie. You know what I mean? So it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I'm still there where I'm like, come on, let's get past these nightmares. I really want to know what's going on. Maybe that's because I'm like, you know, like the comic book guy from The Simpsons, like hurry up already. You know what I mean?
Let's get to the action.
Just get to it already.
Yeah. Somebody hit somebody.
But man, I mean, it's good. It's good. Pick it up. And this was definitely a great one to have in your long box. Definitely. It's artwork's awesome. That cover art is pretty stinking cool too. It's awesome. That's probably the only part of the whole book that had a lot of color in it.
Yeah. Well, no, it's funny you say that. Just that the most colorful part was him, was with the, Batman, with Superman and Wonder Woman. And then the frames with him and his rogues. Those were like the flat out that had the highest contrast, had the most color. And like you said, the rest of the book was pretty muted. So I wonder if that means anything, you know, like that vivid memory. So you never know.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about it. Those were one of the strongest points of this book. You know, you see him. He's not a god. Well, they reference him as a god in there. She does. She's like, he's not like us. He's not like them. He doesn't have powers. He's just a man with a purpose.
Right.
And then in the parts where with the rogues, you know, he's getting defeated. These people are actually defeating him, and he gets back up and he comes at them harder the next time.
And right.
Those were two pretty powerful points in this book. And it makes sense to why they had the most color in them, because it kind of draws your eye back to those pages, and it's I love it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I could go way off on you with the whole ego and super ego and which one's questioning which, because it, like you said, and like Selina, like she's asking these questions, but she's not asking the questions. Batman's asking the questions because it's his nightmare. Yeah. So then he's answering his own questions, but his answers are the vivid memories. So you see what I mean? So it's like, that's him. Like, we all doubt ourselves. So Selina's the doubt in some of at the end, the question's the doubt. Selina's just kind of along for the ride, but all the questions that are being asked, they're being asked by Batman, regardless of the character in the book, because it's Batman's nightmare, like I said. But then when it ends, it ends and you're like, oh, well, what? And that's probably, like I said at the beginning of this, it leaves you with, where did this come from? How did this start? Where are we going?
Yeah.
You know, but in the middle, there were a bunch of, oh, I see. You think you figured things out. And then the end, what the heck? So, and that's exactly like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I said, you know, it's just, it leaves you feeling just like you felt when you woke up from a dream. Like, what did that mean? So, and that's what we're left saying now.
Yeah. It's definitely, I agree. I have to agree with that. Well, man, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this book with me. It was a pretty good conversation. So where can we find you and your show?
We are on iTunes. We are on Google Play. We are on Spotify. All you have to do is search The Bright Side Chat. We're also on SoundCloud. That's our host. You can find us on Twitter @thebrightside_chat, and you can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. And actually, you can also find us this Tuesday night. We're doing the midnight release of Detective Comics 1000. We're going to be on location at Friendly Neighborhood Comics in Bellingham, Mass. So if any of your listeners are in Bellingham, Mass, come on down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
So check that out, because that's going to be, we're going to have a blast with that. I can't wait. We're going to talk to some people and have a good time with that book and that night.
Yeah, man, that was pretty fun. I appreciate you coming on and checking out this book with me. It's pretty fun. If you guys have not heard the Bright Side Chat podcast, go check them out. They're pretty awesome. They're very informative. They talk about all kinds of different stuff. I really enjoy it because they talk. I'm not a collector guy, but their show is one show for the collectors. If you want to look for a book that's, you know, one of the speculator books, they're definitely one of the shows to listen to find out what you guys can get into, how to break into the collection of the comics, because John is quite the expert on that. He's got his own comic shop over there in Texas, so he knows pretty much a whole lot about that world. So you guys want to do that, you guys want to break into collecting, and if you guys just want to listen to some good old-fashioned positive comic book talk, head over and check those guys out. They're pretty awesome.
Thanks.
All right, we appreciate you guys stopping by and listening to this awesome bonus episode. We hope that you guys enjoyed it, and we will see you guys next time. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you later. We'll be right back.